Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Cheryl Cook, broadcasting live from Columbus, Ohio, and you are listening to Beautiful and Brave, or it may come up as Share His Word Forever, but this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad to be back on Blog Talk today. It's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk, but hopefully I'll be able to continue after this episode and continue to do more of what the Lord has called me to do. Today we have two guests with us today, Mr. Gordon Starks and Miss Anita Swain, and we're going to talk about, are you ready for God's mate? I know my phone rings off the hook with women and men waiting for God to send them that one that God has destined with them in mind. You know, people say things, Abraham had Sarah, Adam had Eve, and Rebecca had Isaac, but God, where is mine? Where is mine? And your word says that that God is no respecter of person. He doesn't love one person more than he loves the other, but they're still waiting on the mate that God has for them. But a lot of times, you know, we have to look into ourselves and to see, God, is it something with me? Maybe it's something with me as to why you have not sent me that person that you have for me to be with in life. Because your word said it's not good that men should be alone. You know, we all need each other in this life, and nobody can make it in this world by themselves. So why not have that godly mate that God wants you to have? Some people may think that, Lord, I've been married more than once, more than twice. You probably don't want me to be married anymore. But that's not true either. Remember the woman at the well. Jesus talked about her being married five times, but he never did throw it up in her face. The only thing he really pointed out to her was, you're not married this time. You're living with a man. You know, you were married before, but this time you are living with a man, and he's not even your husband. In other words, you went from bad to worse. So in everything, God wants to bring joy. He wants fulfillment in our lives. So if you have that urgency, not an urgency, but, you know, it's like you feel like, you know, I really want to be married. Most of all, we have to think back that most of the time it's God who has laid their desires on our hearts, because the word says that one will put 1,000 and two will put 10,000 to flight. So he wants us to have that mate that we're going, that he wants us to have. So we have Anita Swain, my spiritual daughter, back with us today. Anita's been on a program before. Hello, Anita.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And so Anita's going to tell you an event that she's having this Saturday, May 21st, designed for singles, and even for those who are married, you may know someone who's single and won't be able to come to the event, but come for them. Take some notes, sit down and talk and ask questions. So, Anita, tell us about the event that's coming up this Saturday, May 21st.
Well, God had dropped in my spirit that there are so many women and men like myself who are waiting for their mate. And a lot of times, people are choosing the wrong mate. They're going by how they look. They're going by how they dress. They're going by how much money they have. But they're not really seeking God for who God has prepared for them. And the Lord was dealing with me on, I've been married twice, and the Lord was dealing with me on my past choices for a mate or for a husband. And I went by the money. I went by the looks. I went by the attraction, and God was telling me, you don't trust me enough to allow me to pick who I want you to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, God, of course I trust you. And God said, no, because you always want to pick what appeals to you in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
but you're not looking at the spirit.
Right.
Because the marriages that I was in, I went by the flesh, not by the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I didn't even consult God because I was afraid of what God's answer was
exactly.
going to be.
Exactly. I don't want to hear no. I don't want to hear
so
no.
I'm not even. People ask me mm-hmm. the last time I was married, did you ask God?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I didn't want to hear what he wanted to say.
Right.
You know, I'm just going to go on and marry him. We're going to believe God that he's going to fix this up. But you know what? When I was married, the Lord kept on bringing back that scripture. What I bless, let no man curse.
Right.
And what I've cursed, let no man bless.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you pick the person that you want to marry and not God, God does not have to bless it.
There you go.
And so no matter what I did, no matter how much praying I did, how much fasting I did, how much I tried to submit, because he said I didn't submit. I couldn't submit because he wasn't submitting to God. So
right.
how could I submit
mm-hmm.
to him? So even I tried to submit. I tried to get along with his family. It was always something blowing up. And I realized I cannot fight against God.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much I want, no matter how much I desire, it's still going to be God's will. Because when God has placed and he has placed giftings, he's placed callings upon your life, he has brought you out of different various situations, he has invested in you,
mm-hmm.
he is not going to allow somebody to come in your life and jack you up.
There you go.
He has a way to remove everybody
mm-hmm.
that is not supposed to be in your life away from you.
There you go.
When people, as Bishop Jake said, when they walk away, let them walk.
Mm-hmm.
They were not tied to your destiny.
There you go.
If they can leave you, if they can separate from you, if they can leave and not come back, if they can go and get another woman,
mm-hmm.
let them go.
Mm-hmm.
God has something better in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to settle with God. All you have to do is put your faith and your trust in him. He will send you who he wants to be in your life. He will send you the God-sent man
mm-hmm.
because the God-sent man or the God-sent woman will minister to you, not only in your flesh, but in your spirit. They will pick you up. They will love you. They will cherish you. They will honor you. They won't try to be a burden to you, but they'll be like the virtuous woman. She said, the Bible says that her children and her husband called her blessed because everything she did was a blessing to her.
Mm-hmm.
God has some mate for you that's going to bless your life, not take away, spend up all your money, not to just get you in sexual situations,
mm-hmm.
but he has someone that's going to love you unconditionally, and they're going to love you past your hurt. They'll see your hurt. They'll see your pain, but they'll pray for you,
mm-hmm.
and they will tell you that they love you, and they're with you, and they will be with you, and you don't have to worry about if they're messing around. You don't have to worry about who's sleeping in whose bed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to even question anybody because you know that the person that you have is faithful and that they're an honorable man or woman of God.
And that's the way we got to look at it. And one point that you said earlier, Anita, about how you looked at the looks and because a lot of women, I mean, men, they said men look at physical, the appearance of the women, but women do too. Let's face it, we all want to have somebody we can get up and look at in the morning. But you know, the scripture says in the book of Isaiah that he had no come of form or formless, no comeliness or form. In other words, Jesus wasn't a nice looking man. Mm-hmm. You never see anywhere in the scriptures where it talked about him being nice looking. It said David was nice looking. Samuel was nice looking. Samson was nice looking. You know, all of them were nice looking men in the Bible. But it didn't say not one thing about Yeshua, Jesus, being nice looking. It said he had no form or comeliness that we would desire him. In other words, if Jesus would have taken you out on a date, you would not come home, run home to your girlfriend, "Oh, I went out with this fine-looking man last night." He wouldn't have been in. So in other words, like he said, man looks on an outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. What's in this person's heart? I heard Fred Price say it one time. You know, we can't pick people off of looks, because at one point, men, that Coca-Cola bottle shape she has is going to turn into a milk carton. And he said, and you men, you women, that head full of hair he has is going to turn bald. So we cannot look at the physical appearance. I have a friend, all he wants is a woman about a size 5. If she's not like a size 5, he doesn't want her, but he wants to get married. And I asked him one day, I said, what if something would happen to that woman medically, like Jerry Lewis, when Jerry Lewis used to be very thin, but he got a lung condition, and the only medication that would keep Jerry Lewis living, it blew him up. Now, I mean, like, the man weighed at least 400 pounds, and I asked him, what if she ever ended up taking medication like that one day? Would you leave her? He just looked at me. He never did answer my question. And so today, Anita has a guest with her, Mr. Gordon Starks, who's going to be one of the speakers at the event entitled Are You Ready for God's Mate? This Saturday, May 21st at Crossroads World Outreach Ministries. And Anita, what's the address for that? Do you know it?
It is 165 South Cypress Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's on the west side in Columbus, Ohio.
And who would they contact if they want some information at this event?
They can contact me. My phone number is area code 614-432-9372.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Gordon Starks and why he will be one of the main keynote speakers at this event this Saturday.
Well, the Lord had dropped him into my spirit. We were supposed to do this at another event, and things didn't pan out, and so we ended up doing, God told me to do something different. But the reason why is because the Lord dropped into my spirit that he's been married. He was married for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a widow now,
mm-hmm.
and now he's engaged, of course,
mm-hmm.
again. And God gave him a second chance of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So he would be someone who can minister to people that have been married,
right.
or people that are currently married,
mm-hmm.
who may be having some situations in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And then for people that want to be married, he can talk about the waiting process,
mm-hmm.
and how God blessed him with a second chance of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, women and men, they're married once, but they never get that second chance of happiness.
Exactly.
And he's getting that chance of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
So who better, that God was telling me, who better can pray for people and lay hands on people?
Well, go ahead and ask him a couple of questions, and we can give them an example as to why you invited him out to minister.
Okay, what has God dropped in your spirit about the event that's going to be on Saturday?
Just that this is going to be an event where all walks of life are going to be wanting to hear the Word of God, where who is and what is that woman or man of choice.
Amen. And how, and when you mention that, are you going to give them a little bit? Are you going to give them a little bit of your testimony, how God blessed you to be faithful to your wife through your ex-wife, through her sickness, through her situations, and then how you received favor from God
for honoring her.
Right, because you mm-hmm. were good to her, God sent you another soulmate.
Yes, I was married for approximately 20 years when sickness hit her. She had environmental illness, which I seen her through. There was a lot of taking care of her at that point, and I took care of her at that point when other people, even her family, was degrading her. And the only person she really trusted at that point was me. And then later, as she was healed of this environmental illness through Christ that she believed in, and through a ministry in Georgia, and she became very healthy and was healthy again for probably another 5 to 7 years, and we came out to Ohio, and we was out here about a year and a half when she was hit with a heart attack, and she ended up with functioning on only a third of her heart. So she needed a lot of care. She needed a lot of attention.
Amen. But you stuck with her, and you stayed there. I remember you had told me about, I believe she had almost died, or her heart had stopped beating, and you prayed.
She actually did die. She was dead for actually 40 minutes, and the church and us prayed, and she came back with only a third of her functioning in her heart. The one thing that I remembered all through this, from that point until she passed away, was my vows that I had made putting her 30 years before, and that is to honor, obey, and cherish through sickness and health. So God had done many things in my life up to that point, saving my life and everything else. So how could I turn against God now just because my wife was sick and she needed help?
Amen. And God has rewarded you.
Yes.
And you have a beautiful fiance.
Yes, I do.
And I see you smile and I see you laugh. And you know, just tell us a little bit how you met her.
I actually met my fiance through Anita, who was sitting across the aisle from me, and she overheard me talking about some things, and she asked me if I would come over and talk to her after I was done eating. And at that point, she asked me a bunch of questions about my life, which I answered, and apparently she liked what I had to say. She wanted to know if I would travel with her, and I said, yes, I would.
Travel with her for what?
Travel with her with the ministry on, I think at that point was a lot of addiction and also love for God and marriage vows.
Yeah, because Anita knows a lot of people in a lot of different areas.
Yes.
So she heard about your testimony and how you've been in recovery for 40 years, praise God. And so after hearing your testimony, I know God put it in her spirit that a lot more people need to be delivered because God is no respecter of person, because you were delivered.
That's right.
That he can deliver other as well. Because sometimes only thing a person needs to hear is someone else's testimony to help them to be able to get up.
Right.
Amen.
And so Anita did that. And then how did you know that your heart was ready after the death of a spouse? Because some people have lost a spouse. Some people are still in mourning 15 years afterwards. And they don't know. A lot of people don't know that it's okay to let go. How did you know when it was okay to let go?
I just turned it over to God, and I told him that I was putting everything in his hands. I thought at that point, which was around possibly three months after she had passed away, that I was going to just take do ministry out in the field or out there. And like I was in Pennsylvania, going into prisons and so forth and talking. And so I put everything in his hands, and then I met Anita, and she was opening the door for my the ministry that I was yearning for some time. And then she introduced me to a lady, and from that point on, it has been
it's been awesome, because I see you smiling and everything. You're smiling now. It's been awesome.
Yes,
and I just, you know, and that's one thing I want you to pray for: men and women who may have had a spouse that passed away or may have had a spouse leave them,
mm-hmm.
to pray for them so that they can know that there is life.
And that a heart that has been broken can be repaired.
Yes.
And that if they know that the spouse is deceased, then it's okay to let go. Because some people still feel like, I might be cheating on that person. And even though in the scripture, God has told you, you know, once the person leaves this life, it's okay to go on with your own life. But, okay, what about those who didn't leave, lose a spouse through death, but the husband may have just walked out on the wife, or the wife may have just walked out on the husband, and someone is saying to you, Gordy, I don't want to make that mistake again. What do I look for in getting this mate that I believe that God is wanting me to have? Say a woman now comes up to you and she's seeing someone and she asks you, how do I know that this is the mate for me?
Does he treat you with respect?
Which is what?
Treat you like opening the doors for you? Does he put the coat on for you?
Some people might say that's old fashioned.
No, that's not.
Well, they do think like that now.
I may be old fashioned, but I still believe in that. And I have asked young girls, I have asked older girls, if they respect that. And most of the Christian women will say, yes, I would love that, but I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So if a man can't do that, that would be probably the first sign I would look for. He is willing to bow down a little bit.
What do you mean bow down?
He is not God.
Yeah.
Right.
And when he feels that he doesn't have to open the door, or he doesn't have to put on or help a lady put on her coat, that's putting him in as God, and I think that's wrong.
Well, what about the ladies who say, well, Gordy, I met this young guy. These are usually young people. I met this nice guy. He goes to church, Every time we go out, he never has any money to pay for the meal. But he can pray, the man can preach, he can do all kind of things, but he just always want me to pay for the meal.
I feel there again, unless he can pay for a meal now and then, he's not worth your effort.
That's right.
And I would start looking for another man.
Amen. I agree with that.
It's just like the woman at the well when she met Jesus. She went back to the people in the town. She said, come see a man.
Right.
And so that's what every woman is looking for. A woman that treats, a man that treats her with dignity and respect. And so do you think that there's a time limit on how, when a woman thinks she's met the right man or the man knows that he's met the right woman? Do you think there's a time period for that?
I don't think there's a time limit. If you're talking days, months, years, when it's the right one, you'll know it. Like Anita said,
but it goes beyond putting my coat on. It goes beyond opening a car door.
I did see several other women before I met the one that took my heart. And so I think you have to see other people in your life. And if nothing takes and clicks, leave it alone.
What's something that would click or not click? Something that would be good or something that would be bad?
Well, you try to put open the door, and she said, no, I can open my own door. That, for a man, is trying to take away his man.
I don't know really something about the 20s
well,
and 30s.
Yeah, the women, you know, we're kind of independent.
Yeah, because a lot of, so what would be another sign besides opening up the car door? Because a lot of women are like, I don't care, but what else would be something else?
A man who would take and pay for a meal, a man who would take and be very loving, caring.
You mean these are good signs?
These are good signs. Somebody that would lay down their life for that party.
Now that's important.
Yes.
Because it's just like Jesus said, he would lay down his life for his
bride. Right.
So the man should be willing to lay down his life for his upcoming bride.
Right.
Okay. So it's more than just open up the car doors.
Yes.
It's more than just putting on a coat. And it's not about him cussing and yelling and screaming at her.
If
no domestic, no domestic violence.
Right.
Cussing and swearing. There's another bad sign that he is not the one for you.
Right, because he doesn't have that respect.
Right. And what about the alcohol and drugs? He comes in every other night drunk. He takes drugs. He leaves for a week. I don't know where he is.
If he's drinking, and either he goes and gets help or leave it alone.
Okay. So, Anita, we got 30 seconds. Thank you, Gordy, for being our guest. So what would you like to say to the people in the next 30 seconds about your upcoming program?
I would say it starts this Saturday, and it's going to be at Crossroads World Outreach Ministry, 165 South Cypress Avenue, 4 o'clock p.m. until 6. Come out, hear what God has to say. It's going to be some deliverance. You're going to be empowered. And when you leave out of there, you just start looking for your mate. Stay and expect it.
There you go. So we'll see you on Saturday, May 21st at Crossroads World Outreach Ministries in Columbus, Ohio. And this is we've had Anita Swain with Gordy Starks, and this is Cheryl Cook, and we're going out with Stevie Wonder's song, Joy Inside My Tears.
illusion that but is a way. This came from permission to lay something heavy on one's head. So I have tried to not be the one who fall into that light. But what I feel inside, I think you should know. And baby, that's you. Made life his story. Cause you've gone to joy inside my tears.